Patricia Highsmith is lauded as the author of the unparalleled psychological thriller Strangers on a Train and The Talented Mr. Ripley. The Price of Salt, her classic story of erotic obsession, has made Highsmith an icon of lesbian fiction in the six decades since its publication. But the woman behind the works was a self-destructive and malicious alcoholic. In his groundbreaking new biography, Devils, Lusts, and Strange Desires, The Life of Patricia Highsmith, author Richard Bradford outlines the contradiction that was Patricia Highsmith, the woman, and Patricia Highsmith, the author, delving into her exploitive relationship to her own sexuality and the relationships with women, her vocal anti-Semitism, and that complicated relationship to her own sexuality. In the process, he unravels a complicated personal life that informs some of the darkest and most innovative fiction of the 20th century. It's a great pleasure to welcome Richard Bradford to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. I greatly enjoyed this book, and I found it fascinating. I was thinking as I was reading it that for a biographer, it would seem to me that you just win the lottery when you get a subject like Patricia Highsmith, because there is so much there. And yet then I also thought, well, the flip side to it is there is a lot there, but it's also very, very dark. So what was it like for you to explore this life?
Well, I've written a lot of biographies, and when I began to do so, I started off, as many literary biographers do, with writers whose work you enjoy the most and you want to see behind books, to the figures who created the novels and poems that you like. More recently, however, I've been more fascinated by individuals who produce work that, for me, is not necessarily of doubtful quality, but which raises questions about why they produce this work that leaves me in doubt as to the sort of individuals they are. I did this with Ernest Hemingway about 2 years ago. So, by a roundabout way, back to your question, that's why I came to Patricia Highsmith. I thought, who would be quite capable of creating so many figures who, within these works, question the nature of evil, shall we say?
You know, Richard, we're having trouble hearing you. I know you're across the pond, although sometimes I find that those phone lines are better than here in the States. But if we can just take a break, and we're going to try to recontact you and call you back and see if we can improve the connection, because you're saying really incredible things. We just can't hear half of it. So Let us take a quick break. We're going to try to contact you again and try to improve that connection, and we'll give that a shot. Okay?
Okay, shall I ring off?
Yes. So you can hang up. Okay. We'll be right back, and hopefully we'll have Richard with us, and if not, we'll have a plan B. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Later on, Midday Magazine on WAMC, Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy delivers his State of the City address. Newburgh's Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Draft Plan is presented. We cover Monday's Williamstown Select Board meeting, and the mayoral candidates in Burlington, Vermont have debated again. Also coming up, the Midday Weather Summary, the latest from Wall Street, and a conversation with former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. On Midday Magazine, on WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from Wild Bird Junction, 308 Delaware Avenue, Dummar, offering wild bird food, feeders, hooks and poles, heated bird baths and de-icers, nature jewelry, home decor, and gifts. WildBirdJunction.com. And Amtrak, committed to the health and safety of riders with mask requirements for travelers and employees, space for physical distancing, and onboard air filtration. More at Amtrak.com.
This is WAMC Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes. Berkshire County elected officials are frustrated with the state's COVID-19 response.
It's disappointing, but not surprising whenever Western Massachusetts doesn't really get its fair share of attention.
And Berkshire Gas welcomes a new president.
I've been in the gas business for a little over 20 years.
The latest from the Berkshires, on air and anytime at WAMC.org.
All right, we're going to try this again. We are talking to Richard Bradford, author of Devils, Lusts, and Strange Desires, the wife of Patricia Highsmith. You already sound better, so I hope that stays the way it is. But
how do I sound now?
You sound fantastic. You do. As if you're in the next room, which is really good. That's the way we wanted
it.
Okay, so I think people heard most of what you said. So when you're starting out something in such a gigantic life, did you set rules for yourself as to what you wanted, what it was that you wanted to explore within the life of Patricia Highsmith?
No, not at all. I never do. I just play it by ear, as the phrase has it over here. That is, I read parts of the work, read parts of the evidence behind it, the material about her, the private material that she's written, and try to create a portrait of her from that, and make connections between who I think she appears to be and the question of why she wrote the works that she did.
There is a quote from Otto Penzler, who was her one-time publisher, who said Highsmith was a mean, cruel, hard, unlovable, unloving human being. I could never penetrate how any human being could be that relentlessly ugly, .. But oh, her books... brilliant. Did you find that to be the case? I mean, did that strike you throughout this process?
Yeah, well, yes and no, in the sense that the figure, the person you've just quoted, does not necessarily represent the consensus. Many of her closest friends were fascinated by her because although they knew that she held quite a few very distasteful opinions and prejudices, they never stopped actually liking her. She seemed to them like a bizarre, slightly insane aunt. and they would continue to tolerate her presence.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, it depends, I suppose, on your temperament as to whether you regard her as entirely unacceptable or whether you simply regard her as fascinating.
So you regard her as fascinating?
I don't know, to be honest. I didn't meet her in person. And the portrait that was formed in my mind, I would never attempt to justify some of the remarks that she made with regard to Jews. And for her, she didn't regard anti-Semitism as an acceptable term for the way she thought. She called herself a Jew hater. But she never actually said any of this in print. She reserved it for private conversations and dinner parties. And it was almost as though she enjoyed being loathed by people. And in a curious way, you can see parallels between what she did on these occasions and the way that she created figures in her novels, which would make the reader feel, I don't actually like reading this. I don't enjoy reading this, but I can't stop reading it, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's still saying what she said is reprehensible, no matter what the venue. However, it is interesting that there was a protection. I mean, she knew, she was smart enough not to know to say it out loud. Again, still reprehensible, but... So what do you think, by not doing that, what she was protecting?
Well, I suppose, to put it crudely, she was protecting her reputation because she was fairly outspoken about her support for the Palestinian cause, eventually. But even in the 1980s, she wrote letters to a large number of newspapers in Britain, continental Europe, and the United States, supporting the Palestinian cause. But she always used pseudonyms. And eventually, she, as it were, came out as a pro-Palestinian, but which is an acceptable political position, of course. What she kept to herself, or rather kept to her private exchanges, was her horrifically offensive, quite unprecedented comments on Judaism and especially the Holocaust. She coined two terms, one of which was the semi-course, by which she meant she didn't think the Nazis had done it well enough in that quite a few Jews survived. And she coined another called Holocaust Inc., I-N-C, in that she thought Jews after the war, and Israel in particular, had exploited the guilt of the Gentiles throughout the world to make money.
Richard, we're still having trouble hearing you, and I apologize so much. So we're gonna go only because we are having difficulty hearing you. But I want people to know that the name of the book is Devil's Lust and Strange Desires, The Wife of Patricia Highsmith. It is out now. It is an incredible book. It's published by Bloomsbury, and I thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.